Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Harry Wood with Foundational Faith Ministry. We're excited about being back with you today. Hope that you have had a wonderful week thus far since the last time that we had a podcast. And I hope you enjoyed the last podcast where Sister Janice Wood, my dear wife that is a minister, also ministered. If you haven't heard that podcast, I give you an invitation to go back and hear it. It was in reference to that of the book of Proverbs. Today, we want to turn back to what we have been talking about, Psalms 119. And we want to look at verse number 73 through 80. We've been talking about how that the Psalms 119, in reflection of praying it or in prayer. And this is part 10. We thank you for being a part of all of these episodes in the book of Psalms here, chapter 119. And before we start, I want to just give you an invitation to write us at Pastor Harry, 8700 at yahoo.com, or you can contact the ministry itself at Foundational Faith Ministry 2020 at gmail.com. If you haven't subscribed, we give you that invitation to subscribe so you'll know when each podcast comes out. Also, share these podcasts if they are a blessing to you, to friends and others, and encourage them to also subscribe. We'd love to have you as one of our regular listeners and hope that what we are teaching and ministering on is a blessing and an encouragement. We'd like to know that. Also, if you would let us know by making a response. In the Psalms today, verse number 73, it says, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments." Now, we want to read through verse 80, and if you do have the opportunity to stop and pick up your Bible and read with us, we would encourage you to do that today. If not, make a notation, come back again, or make a notation where you can read the scriptures at a later time. As we looked at verse number 73, "Thy hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments." When I think about this particular verse, I think about the creative power or the creative work of our Maker, God, Jehovah, actually Elohim, how that He created everything and how that the Word was there and how that the Spirit itself moved even upon the waters and was there in creation. As I think about this, it says that we have been fashioned. And you know, as I think about creation for a moment, God spoke, and when He spoke, things began to take place, but He touched us. He took the dirt and the clay, and He actually placed His hands upon Adam and Eve when He created them, and then the very Spirit of God breathed into their nostrils, and they became a living soul. As I think about that, it goes on, the psalmist, "Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments." There again, there's the request for understanding. We see a prayer to know God's ways, which brings us to the thought of relationship, being relational with God. God has already created that point of relationship because He created us and He desires for us to be creatures that commune with God. As we turn to verse 74, it says, "They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word." Have you ever thought about how what our reflection of God is to others? When I say that, I thought about what this scripture is saying. They that fear thee, talking about reverencing God, will be glad when they see me. I believe we'd be people that are looking unto God, and give a thought here, and it only, but it says that are they that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. Because when you go on to the latter part of that verse, it's talking about us hoping in His word, us having the expectancy of what His word. But can we, or should we, and I do believe that we should be a reflection of God. We ought to be a reflection of who He is and what His Word is, and that it is that others will receive. They'll be happy to see us, but more so when folks come into a relationship with God, those that reverence Him, they'll be glad that they saw God. But let's be a reflection of God, that we might be able to reflect who God is to others through our Christian walk. As we look at verse number 75, it tells us here, "I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me." Now, as we think about this passage of Scripture, I believe that we can see that it's acknowledging God's law. We're acknowledging it's God's word that's important here, that thy judgments are right. And the psalmist goes on to discuss and to talk how that we know it's right, it's proper, it's accurate, and the very word of God is for our best interest, it's for our benefit. So even in the moments, as the psalmist has said here, that thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. Now, we don't want anything to do with affliction, but yet even in correction, even though it may be unpleasant, we understand that God's word is for our benefit. And then as we turn to verse number 76, I see this as a prayer. I see it as a prayer as we recognize, and the psalmist did, the need and request for God's loving kindness, which I believe is not only God's mercy, but it's God's comfort in whatever we need comfort. You may be in a moment right now that you need comfort. There may not be a friend, there may not be an answer, but let me say this, God can be your comfort. Even one word, even one passage of Scripture can be a comfort to you that God has spoke, and let it be spoken into your life. Let it be spoken into your life. The psalmist said there in verse number 76, "Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort." So we see that the psalmist is praying this according to the word unto thy servant. He's saying your mercy, your love kindness, which is according to your word, be to your servant. And then as we turn to verse number 77, we also can continue to see that I believe that it's a matter of the psalmist in prayer. He says in verse number 77, "Let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for thy law is my delight." Now, I'd like to address what the psalmist says here about the tender mercies, but also I'd like to ask a couple questions. But as we address how that this is a prayer that the psalmist is writing, and we ought to have the same desire that the tender mercies come unto us, that we might live. So the psalmist is saying here that our prayer ought to be that we receive God's mercy that brings life. Thank God for that. You know, Jesus said to Martha and Mary and those that were standing there that He is the resurrection. But He also said, "I'm the life." Jesus also said, "I came to give life, and I came to give it more abundantly." So we have this life now that we can enjoy, and we can live with the promises and the presence of God. But there's an everlasting life. There's an eternal life. There's that is going to be abundant beyond that we already have obtained even by His mercy. And as I think about that, the questions that I want to ask, the two questions that I think that are brought up in this passage of Scripture to consider in the latter part of verse 77, "For thy law is my delight." When I think about that, what's being said here is this, with question, is His law our delight? Do we really delight in the law of God? Do we have a desire to have the law of God in our heart and also allowing it to work in our hearts? The next question is that I believe that's part of what desire is, what is our love? Do we have a love for God's law? I believe that's important today. And I would just ask you today, as a Foundational Faith member of this Foundational Faith family, to ask yourself those two questions. I believe that through answering those questions, it will help you to understand the very work of God's marvelous mercy that has been showered upon you today. As we begin to think about verse number 78, it says, "Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts." As I think about this, it only can make me think about the fact that where is our confidence? Where is our assurance? How are we planted? How are we staying? What are we staying with? What do we make our resolution or our resolve is a better word probably. What is our confidence? I believe the psalmist is leading us to understand that even if there has been that of the voice of the enemy, because he talks about, "Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy law," or in thy precepts, the psalmist says in verse 78. I believe that we need to realize that that meditating leads us to the place of knowing what our confidence is, assurance, and we have a firm foundation, and we have a sure word. That's what God has promised that he will do as we begin to meditate upon his word, and the Spirit of God prevails to give us that understanding. Now, it doesn't say that we will not have those that are of the enemy or the enemy himself that will not come and give us a trouble. But let me say this today, that I believe that the Word of God, where our confidence in the Word of God, knowing what God said about it, it will be that will dissolve. It will be that will allow us to look past that of whatever the severity of the voice. And listen, when it's the enemy, his tactic is to bring a lack of assurance, to bring a lapse in what God has said. And so therefore, let's call it what it is. Let's call it lies. Let's call the voice of the enemy lies. And it is that is not the word of God, nor the voice of God. And we need to recognize that. As we turn to verse number 79, it says, "Let those that fear thee turn unto me." I think that is wonderful to think about, because it says, "Let those that reverence thee turn unto me." God is saying when we will come in full reverence, or our fear, our acknowledgement, is that we will see the Lord. We will see the Lord. And so I believe that is so, so important. That we acknowledge the reverence. Let the fear or the reverence of God be acknowledged. And how can that be? I believe that it's acquired by the Word of God. How that we take and we handle the Word of God. I'm reminded of the Apostle John. I believe that he penned something that's so true in that of his epistle. There in John, where he talked about how that the Word of God had been handled. Listen to this in verse number 1 of 1 John, the epistle, and chapter 1, verse 1, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard." So if we've heard the Word, it ought to bring us to an attention of how we receive it with reverence. "Which we have seen with our eyes," and even the Apostle Paul could, not the Apostle Paul, but the Apostle John could say, "I have with my own eyesight, I have seen the Word of God." which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. I want to tell you today that when we will come and reverence His word, I believe that we will handle the word of God properly. We will have been able to come to a place that we can testify that we have seen the working of the Lord. Amen. We have looked upon it, and we have even walked with it in favor and fellowship. I believe that's important today. My, how much we can just get out of that thought of where the reverence and the fear being acknowledged with God. And then, as we look at our last verse in this section of 8 verses of how the psalmist has broke up these gracious words, wonderful words, let's look at verse number 80. It says, "Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I may not be ashamed," or "that I be not ashamed." There again, I believe that we see a fortress, we see a platform, we see a foundation that's being established, solid ground, our reserve again. And then again, I believe the psalmist is operating in prayer here. It's a prayer of the psalmist, and this is what I hear, and I hope you hear this. He says, "Let my heart be sound in thy statutes." What is the statutes? It's His word. "That I be not ashamed." That I be not ashamed. Now, we may have dealt with this in some other passages of scriptures in the reference of some of the things that are saying. But, you know, even then, as I look at the psalmist and writing Psalms 119, the repetition is so valid and important to keep it fresh with us of who God is and what God wants to do with us and for us. The psalmist says in this prayer in verse 80 that he would be fully committed. That's what he's saying, "when I would be sound." He said, "My heart, let it be sound. The very being that I am, let it be that I am fully committed, not partially, maybe partly, but fully committed." And then with that, I believe that it is something that we need to realize. The psalmist is saying that I am coming into a place of blamelessness by your statutes. That's what the word of God does. His statutes, they establish us in maturity. It establishes us in perfection. No, it's not saying that we will never sin as long as we have this flesh, but we're walking in a maturity. We're walking in that of relationship with our Savior, with our Lord. And we are walking in a way to be blameless because we are walking in His ways, His words, and His establishments, or His statutes. And then I believe the psalmist is saying, "May I obey your word perfectly." And when we see that, I believe also we need to understand that perfect or perfectly is that of a realm of continuing to mature. And then I think one of the greatest important factors of this passage of scripture that we cannot leave out, that the psalmist says, "that I be not ashamed." And listen, folks, I think this is very important with the psalmist in this particular section, closes with this thought, and that's where we're going to close today in just a few moments. But I want to give you three words to think about in reference that we be not ashamed. That we be not ashamed is, first of all, that when we have soundly committed to the Word of God, we're walking in His statutes, that we're becoming blameless, we're doing it to obey His Word, there will be no delays. There will be no delays. That's one of the words that the word ashamed can mean, that if we're ashamed, there's delays of what God's Word says that we can be and what we can have and what we shall obtain. And then, definitely this is a work of the enemy to be ashamed, because it's confusion. And we don't need confusion, and we know confusion, where it comes from. It comes from the very basis of that of the enemy and his tactic. And then also, I believe that we could and we need to understand that disappointed is part of being ashamed. Have you ever just looked back and been ashamed of yourself? You were very disappointed in yourself, maybe a decision that you made, and then you had to work through that situation. You had to work through it. Maybe you even had to ask some people to forgive you. You had to make some things right. You had to do some things different. And through it all, it was a disappointment. But there again, even making the things proper or right were bringing you out of the shame. It was placing you in a soundness. It was placing you into that of going into the rims of the statutes, or the very word of God, and that you would obey him and become committed. I hope this has been helpful today, this particular passage of Psalms 119, verses 73 through 80. I want to have a word of prayer with you before we close today, and I want to encourage you again to contact us with Foundational Faith and let us know that you're listening. Please subscribe to Foundational Faith so you'll know. Share these podcasts with other folk, and I believe that they can be a blessing to them also. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we've been able to gather and have this time to just expound upon your word with others that are listening. And Lord, we just ask right now that this word would come alive in them, and they would be established, Lord, on the principles of your word today. We thank you for your blessings today. We thank you that we can be called your children. We thank you today that we have your word as a principle, as a foundation, as a structure. Lord, as our help today, our comfort. And I pray for that one that needs comfort right now in the midst of decision. Lord, in the midst of whatever they may be going through right now. And again, Lord, we want to thank you today for Jesus, that he's our greatest help. He's our best friend today. He's our healer. He's our Savior. He's our deliverer. And Lord, we just exalt you today and give you thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And we look forward to coming to you soon again. And maybe even in the near future, Sister Janice is going to come back with some other podcast. And I know you'll be excited to hear that. Again, we want to thank every one of our family that's a part of the Foundational Faith that listens. We know we have some that are in other countries. As a matter of fact, I want to make a challenge. Let us know where you're listening from. All you need to do is email us, or even there's on the platform where you can actually make a comment. And we want to encourage you to do that. Just let us know where you're from, because we know that we have people from other countries, and we're so thankful for that. And we know we've got people here in the States that are listening, and people that are even closer to where we are locally. So let us know. Just say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I'm from the Ukraine. I'm from somewhere in Africa. I'm from Pakistan and the Netherlands. Those are some places that we know that we have listeners. I'm from California. I'm from North Carolina. Just let us know where you're at. Amen. We're not trying to locate you. We're not going to be sending you mail, asking anything of you. But we just want you to be blessed through this ministry. God bless you. Till the next time.